This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Sample comment letter on draft plutonium pit production programmatic environment impact statement. Public hearing Thursday, May 14th in Santa Fe. Our colleague Hunter Nofsinger, an organizer with the Union of Concerned Scientists, crafted a 3-minute public comment about the draft plutonium pit production programmatic environmental impact statement, PEIS, that you can use as a model for your comments at the Thursday, May 14th public hearing in Santa Fe. It will take place from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute at 1607 Paseo de Peralta and on MS Teams. Nofsinger wrote, quote, "The draft PEIS misses a lot of things raised in the scoping period last May, as well as a few bare minimum requirements. First, the PEIS as drafted does not include enough consideration for the impacts of plutonium pit production across other sites, such as the Kansas City plant, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, the Nevada National Security Site, and the Lawrence Livermore National Lab, as is the whole purpose of this programmatic environmental impact statement. The National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, and the Department of Energy, DOE, must include the full impacts of the plutonium pit production in the final PEIS. Additionally, among many other concerns, I question the decision to move forward with plutonium pit production at the Savannah River site, considering SRS has been deemed an Environmental Protection Agency Superfund site. Plutonium pit production carries danger to human and environmental health no matter where it happens. We know this from our history of pit production at Rocky Flats, as well as from the current pit production already happening at Los Alamos National Lab. In the time since Los Alamos produced its first diamond-stamped pit in December of 2024, there have been several safety issues involving plutonium. One can only expect these safety incidents to become more frequent as production ramps up. As it relates to safety, the draft PEIS, as written, does not fully consider the impacts for worst-case scenarios such as plutonium fires. The impact radius must be expanded beyond the 50-mile radius in order to accurately account for these worst-case scenarios and the impacts they could have well beyond the region. Nofsinger concluded, "I, among many others, share many more concerns than this that I hope the NNSA truly considers, rather than checking a box to say you heard from the community." The NNSA and DOE have a responsibility to ensure the safety of our community members. Under the guise of national security, they are instead putting more people unnecessarily in harm's way, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.